with Pentecost coming around, I was thinking about back my first experience with the work, with the church, and back in my calling, which is probably about 35 or 36 years ago now, when I first started listening to the broadcast. And I listened to several different broadcasts from different churches, but notice there's something quite different about the one put on by the church by Mr. Armstrong back then. And I was in high school, and I'd discuss it with some people, some of the friends at school, and you know, they couldn't understand what I was talking about. I kept on listening to different broadcasts and discussed a few people. It's hard to find anybody that really saw things the way I was coming to see them. And in fact, it led me to even work after high school. I worked at one of the local Christian radio stations for a while and would discuss things with them now and then. I guess that they called the Garner Ted Mormons, but for some reason I never came across any of them, so it was quite lonely for a few years. I did notice there was quite a difference. And if you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, this speaks one of the differences that we have. And that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. It says, "The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Neither can they know them, because they are spiritually discerned." And Christ, or Nicodemus, came to Christ. And this is, in, as we know, in John chapter 3, verse 2. He came and he said, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him." And Jesus said to him, "Verily, verily, I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And here the word to see and the word know in verse 2, where he knew that Jesus was Christ, mean the same word, which is mean to perceive or understand. Christ was telling him, without God's Holy Spirit, you cannot understand what he's talking about, the kingdom of God. And in this particular case, the born again in verse 3 could be also translated fathered from above, such as we know as being begotten by God. And Christ continued to explain the complete process of conversion, and continuing down on in verse 5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and spirit, or be baptized, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Talking about actually entering into the kingdom at the resurrection. Whereas in verse 6, he says, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit." He said, "Marvel not at what I said to you, you must be born again," which we will be at the second coming of Christ. So it's important, not, you know, back then I remember a lot of the people I talked to called themselves born again, but that's not even a proper term in talking about Christians, because we haven't been yet born of spirit beings. But God does give us a spirit to understand the things of God. And going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 10, says, "But God has the mysteries of God, he has revealed to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things of God, even the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit of which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given to us of God." Once we aren't, we can understand with His Holy Spirit. It doesn't mean once saved you're always saved, because as it says in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 19, among other places where this is explained, is that your book, name can be blotted out of the book of life, as he says, and if any man shall take away from the words of this prophecy, God shall also take away his part in the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. But in Revelation 3, verse 5, he says, and he that overcomes, the same shall be clothed with white remnant, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but will confess him before my Father and before his angels. We've been given the greatest gift God can give to mankind, the gift of his Holy Spirit to understand and become part of God's family. This is one of the big differences between us and the rest of the world with their religions, is that our God is God, and he does give us real understanding through his Holy Spirit. And we have the exclusive opportunity to look forward and prepare for what is real and true and for the kingdom of God.